Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. The mid-1800s were a transformative period in U.S. history. The Bloody Civil War had run its course. The Mexican-American War resulted in annexation of a vast territory that stretched from the Rockies to the Pacific Ocean. Across the northern edge of this territory, a transcontinental railroad was planned. An ambitious young geologist, Clarence King, convinced President Lincoln of the need to explore, survey, and map the topography, watersheds, geology, mineralogy, flora, and fauna of this vast, uncharted region. King mustered 20 scientists, technicians, and frontiersmen to form his survey of the 40th parallel. The survey team took multiple years to thoroughly explore and map a 100-mile-wide band from Virginia City, Nevada to Cheyenne, Wyoming. Among the men was Cyrano Watson, who at 42 found himself disenchanted by his forays into medicine, teaching, farming, and banking. Word of the King survey fired his imagination, so in 1867 he joined the migration west. A barefoot, penniless Cyrano Watson found the survey encamped on the lower Truckee River south of Pyramid Lake. More from pity than need, Clarence King let Watson join as an unpaid assistant. When illness sidelined the survey's botanist, Cyrano Watson eagerly took his place. King prized Watson for his diligence and enthusiasm. In June of 1869, the survey staked out what would become a favorite encampment at Parley's Park north of Park City. From that base, survey members fanned out to explore the Wasatch Range, the western spurs of the High Uintas, and the Great Salt Lake. Watson added to his plant collections, ultimately pressing 900 specimens, many new to science. He later curated them back at Yale. Watson honored the survey's leader by naming new plant species Kingii, including a species each of biscuit root, buckwheat, bladder pod, flax, lupin, clover, and ragwort. Asa Gray, then the reigning U.S. botanist, honored Cyrano in naming Penstemon watsonii, a lovely species discovered by the mining town of Austin, Nevada. You can see the striking sky-blue flowering spires of this wildflower amid montane meadows from eastern Nevada across central Utah into Colorado, including the vicinity of Parley's Park. This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.